Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your mind. I'm Scott Hennon here with Kevin Flynn and Todd Mitchell, super producer Chris Larson. We're ready to go to town for you today and find out what's on your mind. Plenty of time in this first hour to do just that. You tell us what's on your mind. Could be those Minnesota Vikings looking pretty good yesterday against the Green Bay Packers. Could be a front page of the Bismarck Tribune story today. We don't have enough EV chargers in the state, you guys. We are not EV friendly. 1% of vehicles in North Dakota are electrical vehicles. 1%. But we need to accommodate and have EV chargers every 50 miles. Come on, we got to get to it.
Because there's so many electric vehicles that aren't able to get charged somewhere. Plan your trip better, I guess.
I don't know.
Or do what they do now. They get one of those tailgate deals and put a generator on the back, and you don't have to worry about it.
They'd gotten rid of a bunch of EV chargers because a politician, I guess I forget who it was, said, hey, we don't have gas pumps every so many miles funded by the state. Why in the world are we funding it different energies?
Oh, what a great question.
I mean, there you go.
That picture, by the way, north of Sioux Falls, was not photoshopped. That was a California Tesla with a generator on the back of it, so that because it's going across South Dakota in the vast, you know, the open whatever, that's how you have to travel with one of those right now.
You saw the California Edition Tesla, right, with the windmill
in
the hood?
Yeah, that too.
That was a Facebook beauty last week on my Facebook page. But anyway, in all seriousness, I mean, if the Bismarck Tribune is taking this serious, far be it from us to joke about it, do we need more EV stations? Who pays for these, by the way?
We do.
Like, if you see Tesla charging stations at a grocery store, does the grocery store do that to be more EV friendly for their customers?
I guess, yeah.
So they're paying for them?
Yep.
Well, I mean, do we need more EV charging stations? Yeah, we probably need them, but do we need to have taxpayers be paying that bill? Different story.
But why do we need more when 1% of the vehicles are... Why are we accommodating the 1%?
Because that's going to climb.
Because they have all the microphones and the cameras.
1% for long.
So it doubles to 2%. Woo!
Okay, so what? Do you wait until it's 35%, or what's the magic number?
You charge them at your home.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
I don't have a gas pump in my home.
This is a convenience item now for you.
Throw all the charging stations on you want, but don't make me pay for them.
Right.
I'm fine with putting all the charging stations. Put a charging station up every 5 miles for all I care. But don't make it my problem.
Yeah.
Half a million bucks.
Tap Elon on that. He'll probably pay for that. But have Tesla put those. Have the market decide. What a concept.
I got it. Scott Hennon charging stations.
branding
sponsored
opportunity
by
here?
Scott Hennin. And in every 5 miles, you get a big Scott Hennin sign. It just happens to have a cord on the side or a plug-in on the side of it.
None of this is real, you guys. None of this. I think none of this is real. This demand is not real. That's a toy.
It's not about
it's a toy.
It's about me because I want my Tesla or what Rivian or whatever EV I'm driving. I want my EV to have a place I can confidently plug it in at whenever I need it.
But if I go to the gas station, I pay for the gas.
Oh, yep, to a company. Station. Yep,
pretty basic statement.
To a company that sells it.
Right.
Yep.
Right. All right. But we're talking about EV stations every 50 miles, which is what they're saying is ideal for us to be EV friendly for the 1% of the EV owners. Who pays for the electricity?
Burn up EV.
You charge it up. Imagine that. Total that up. Every 50 miles. Mainly, by the way, for people that don't live here, right? Because this would be people that are traveling through and... You have more of them than they'll come through.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a whacked out.
The Department of Tourism should pay for them then?
Business model that makes no sense to me. Maybe Grant's got this figured out. Grant, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Just like all these fence posts that are along every highway in North Dakota now that they had to put immediate stop to, they're going to rip them out just like all these charging stations that they aren't going to work because no one's going to buy these cars in the long run. Just another big waste of money for everyone all around.
Where have you heard that they're going to take out the infrastructure they've already put in?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I thought they were pausing it to study it some more.
I think they're going to get them. I think whatever I read on whatever news release, they might be taking them out of the way or
That's what I saw, too.
If you hit them, they just kind of flop over. But, I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, they obviously were using data from 1982 with smaller equipment instead of the big stuff that we have now. It's only getting bigger. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, even that guy that we talked to earlier this summer said, oh, we did our studies. What studies? What more accountability can we do? What more taxpayers' dollars has been wasted that wasn't even put to good use? I mean, it's just a total waste all around, and it's just a big black eye from the state of North Dakota and any government entity just across the whole nation. It just proves there's no accountability, so it'll happen again, guaranteed.
And a text from a listener earlier that said, hey, do you remember when I called in and asked about this, and I was sort of blown off by the DOT official that was on the program, and now... They're re-looking at this. I actually do remember that. I do remember that conversation. I take it as a good thing. Enough objections were raised that somebody's taking a second look at this. To your point, though, some dollars have been wasted. But back to the EVs. What you're surmising is going to happen is we're going to pay for them, we're going to put them in, and then we're going to have so few people to use them, they'll ultimately be taken out. That's what you're saying, Grant?
Absolutely. We're going to also do this big experiment with all these trucks. You know, it's just a big push to get everybody on a grid so then everybody can be controlled. Like, okay, let's just turn off. It's all a matter of government controlling a little bit more of turning things on and off. I mean, we don't even have the infrastructure to support all these on the grid. We don't build anything for the grid for future use. We don't build any power plants or refineries for the future use of even just diesel, electric, and gasoline motors. So how are we going to... It's just a bad deal all around. I mean, no one's going to buy this stuff.
Grant, appreciate the call. Do we need more charging stations? One of our questions today, anything on your mind is certainly welcome, as always on the program, but saw this story in the Bismarck Tribune today and thought we'd ask the question at least because they're a little concerned about it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A listener says, hey, don't they mean coal-fueled vehicles? Funny, actually, in this story in the Bismarck Tribune, they quote two people that own them, and both of them work at something to do with the coal industry. And one of the guys said, well, I just thought This was sort of like job security. Buy one of these. They're powered by coal. And, you know, that's what I do for a living, coal. So I love it. That's kind of fun.
Well, I, you know, I just did a quick search as far as EV sales in the first quarter of this year. 172,000 of them are out there. About 5.3% of all cars on the road. And I would say of all of those, how many are planning a trip to come across the Northern Plains? And, I mean, a few, I'm sure.
Hey, if I ever get one of those long Cadillac Lyrics, I want those things every 50 miles so I feel good about myself. So.
Yeah, and who should pay for that?
Well, there's the key question.
I'm entitled.
Right,
just like the student loans, I'm entitled.
Question, do we need more EV charging stations in North Dakota? A, and B, who should pay for it? 701-258-0550 to answer that question today. 701-258-0550. If that's not on your mind and you'd rather talk about the Vikings dominating over the Green Bay Packers yesterday or anything else on your mind, that's okay too. Text 237-1590, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnb.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
My name is Kevin Spunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, hey, for the monkeys. Right?
Take the last train of Huntsville and I'll meet
there you
at
go.
The station. You can be here by 4:30.
Is today a day in monkey history?
1966 they premiered. And they were, you know, they were actually the old, like the Partridge Family, none of those people could play. David Cassidy could sing, but none of them played. There you go.
Oh boy,
these guys could actually play. They all could play and sing. So they were a made for TV full on band.
Steven Stills, I think, or what? Crosby, Stills, and Nash had auditioned.
Yep.
Did not get.
They didn't to become didn't get the job. Yep.
Back on What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Freedom Matters USA invites you to see Candace Owens at the Bismarck Event Center on Thursday, 7 p.m. We're just days away from that event. Tickets still available at freedommattersusa.com. VIP opportunities and sponsorship opportunities and tickets start at $20. Preferred seating at $50 for Candace Owens, Bismarck Event Center, Thursday. One of the great conservative commentators out there.
Got to tell you, we're crashing on your floor, Todd.
That's right.
I don't know if he told you.
Yeah, we're.
I'll be out of town, so sure.
Gonna leave the key under the mat.
he goes to a wedding in Montana, and we take over the house. Yes, we're doing it. Okay, here I found this 50-mile thing from the North Dakota Department of Transportation on the EV vehicle deal that I was talking about from the story in the Bismarck Tribune today. With the North Dakota Department of Transportation currently finalizing an EV charging infrastructure plan that will largely focus on the build-out of fast chargers every 50 miles along the two interstates, businesses and communities across the state should be thinking more about lobbying to install their own systems to draw more traffic and customers to their communities, EV owners said.
There you go.
Notice who's quoted there, EV owners. Yeah. Yeah, say... Build more of these. Somebody else pay for my my charging
all
station,
30
would
of
you?
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously,
that's the number.
Oh, you can't make it up.
Come
okay,
on.
Let me go on. One big hurdle could end up being the price of charging systems. Estimates from the plan indicate costs could be around $900,000 to install four 150-kilowatt fast chargers, or about $225,000 per charger for those stations along the interstates.
Oh my! And where do those get the power? Where are they powered by the fairy dust? And where do they? What powers them?
The little diesel generator.
Those little charging stations. Where does the charge come from?
Do the math, folks.
I know they never do.
Every 50 miles on the interstates, so 94 and 29, we get these. We're talking $900,000 to install four of them. Somebody's got to do the math for me on this. That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
$3.6 million? Yeah. And you're paying for it, right, Scott?
$3.6 million. What are you worried? Help me with your math.
I had something in my head for a moment. I realized it was flawed. But here's the point. Who is paying that bill? You are, right?
Well, I'm sure these are federal tax dollars that the NDDOT is getting to do this because that's part of their quote-unquote pixie dust infrastructure plan.
Oh.
That was part of the last
the
cram.
The federal government has so much money available to it. We're not in debt or anything, right?
Phew. Can't believe this.
there's no deficit spending.
Okay, so they want one every 50 miles, right?
Right.
So you've got, quick search will tell you, there's about 300 miles across North Dakota, so 300.
29 and 94?
Just 94.
Just 94. Plus then
if we just do 94, you're going to need six of them. 50 miles, there's 300. So every 50 miles, you got six of them. And then if you go north and south, you got 200 miles there. So you'll see.
Four more.
Yeah, four more. So, yeah, you got 10 of them at 225,000. So you got a little over. Well,
No. You wouldn't want to just put one in, Kev. Every 50 miles.
Oh.
No.
Well,
times
like four.
Four.
Five, right?
Oh,
right.
Each one
yeah,
of them.
Right.
So you've got 40 now.
That's my
yeah.
3.6
okay.
million.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Your times. Number is correct. Yep.
But what about our nation's security? We have an Air Force base in Minot with no interstates right there. Are we not going to put those along 2 and 83?
Did you say they're $225,000 a piece to put in or for four of them?
Yeah, no, so it says the plan that the North Dakota Department of Transportation is looking at right now would be around $900,000 to install four of these fast chargers.
Oh, okay.
Or about $225 per charger.
But yeah, so I've got 40 chargers at $225 at about $9 million.
Man alive. Can't make this up. Now, somebody else goes on to say, this isn't necessarily about the 400 or so EV owners currently in North Dakota that make up less than 1% of all registered vehicles here, but it's about travelers across the state from elsewhere passing on through.
So yeah. Do we put them at each port of entry?
We're accommodating them now. Yeah. And
I'd rather work to bring down the price of gasoline and diesel so the big RVs can come on up and road trip all up to the Badlands of Medora and then leave there and not have to worry about if they can charge
their the diesel down so the semis
yeah,
can get their loads
yeah.
through. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. That'd be me. Yeah. Maybe I'm crazy. On
listener says, who paid for all our gas stations and truck stops? It wasn't the taxpayer.
Nope.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
We have a winner. Yeah, exactly right. Telephone number is 258-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Open phone time in this first hour. We're going to tell you about a new movie set in the Badlands, a North Dakota movie, coming up next hour, and our monthly Better Business Roundtable to talk about something extraordinarily important in the times in which we live, retaining your workforce. Retaining your workforce. Remember that. Gerald in Carrington, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gerald.
Say, is that music festival contest over? I didn't hear an announcement this morning.
Music Fest contest.
What station were you listening to this morning?
K-Fire.
Oh, yes, that did wrap up on Friday because the iHeartRadio Music Festival is a week from this coming weekend. So
you're done giving away tickets, Todd.
So, yes, that did get done, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. Looking forward to seeing you at Big Iron tomorrow. And I think they're a fallacy. You're sure we'll accommodate other people, but the big question is what's going to happen when these things get stuck in the winter? I mean, we got blizzards. They shut down the freeways. What are these people going to do? Will they fast charge at 30 below with a 90-mile-an-hour wind? You know, I mean, what's going to really happen? And then how do you get them off the freeway? And also, one last, then as for the miracle upset of the Vikings over the Packers, where the, I'm really glad for the Vikings, but I think it's a fluke. And also, one last thing on the, all the Bison players, they're currently, there's like 15 Bison players that are on NFL teams right now. Mm-hmm. I think we ought to give, a kudos out to the great staff at the Bison and Matt Entz.
It's a dynasty, no doubt about it.
And Carson won a game. So
He did.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's get back to your fluke comment there, buddy. Okay.
Yeah.
No fluke there. Packers aren't the team they have been, man. The receivers are gonna. They had Aaron Rodgers shaking. But
this might be the Vikings.
We'll see.
A Jefferson.
We'll
see. Woo! We're coming up. Thanks, Tom.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
If it's innovative and ag-related, it'll be at the Big Iron Farm Show, the Midwest's largest ag show at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 13th to 15th, presented by Cass County Farm Bureau. Kick the tires and see in-field demonstrations. Experience Midwest agribusiness at its best. Explore over 500 exhibitors. See the latest in agriculture. Hear from industry leaders. Don't miss the 42nd annual Big Iron Farm Show, September 13th through the 15th. Details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
King Charles III spoke to about 1,200 people Monday inside Westminster Hall in London.
I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence by the House of Lords and the House of Commons which so touchingly encompass what our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all.
House lawmakers are set to return to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, starting a hectic three-week legislative session, by the end of which Congress must avoid a government shutdown as the money stops on September 30th. Congress will probably do a short-term funding bill, also known as a continuing resolution. Some 15,000 Minnesota nurses began a three-day strike Monday morning after weekend talks failed to produce contract agreements. It will cover workers at 16 hospitals, including 8 of the 10 largest in Minneapolis-St. Paul. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What's on Your Mind is powered by PetroServe USA with home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Oh, my goodness. Today, any fresh-baked muffin is 99 cents. Is that any good? And the specials include Salisbury Steak on 45th, Orange Chicken in Euland, Chip Beef in Glendon, Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue, 929. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, right out there by the Red River Valley Fairgrounds for Big Iron, where we'll be tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Chicken, gravy, mashed potatoes, or mac and beef. Valley City, meatloaf or scallop potatoes and ham today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them, Scott sent you. Bill, north of Bismarck, what's on your mind, Bill?
Good morning, Scott. There was one other thing on those charging stations. I have, under the understanding, it takes about at least 20 minutes to charge, but there's going to be lines. So there's a charging station there. You might wait for an hour just to get in. No one talks about that.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, that's a way of...
A few of them.
That's a undershot, too. It's more like 8.5 to 10 hours. 11.5 to 8 hours on a Tesla Model Y. A Model X will take you 14 hours.
That's at home, though. These are fast chargers.
Oh, these
right?
are fast chargers?
I think the ones along the interstate are supposed to be... They better be for 900 grand.
Yep. 200 miles in about 15 minutes it'll get you. Okay, that's what it says
here. This is a giant debacle, and people need to rise up
exactly.
and end this thing now. Oh, my gosh. And if I go fishing or hunting somewhere, is there going to be a station out on my lake?
Yes. Oh, you need to bring your generator. Let that run for, Yeah.
All right. I just think it's a terrible thing. It's got to go.
While you're fishing, you start the generator and charge up your vehicle the whole time you're out in the lake.
Well... What if I forget my generator? I understand, but it's just another thing to deal with, and it just is a huge money debacle. I don't understand it at all.
I think they're cool toys. I mean, if I lived in a city and I had a parking space in some garage somewhere, and I drove to another part of the city, and that'd be cool. I mean, it'd be cool to have one, but that's all it is. It's a toy.
Yeah.
This is not practical for North Dakotans.
No,
but you know what? If this is your thing, I mean, quoted in the story is a guy that works at a coal plant saying, you know, hey, they're coal fired anyway, so I'm going to do this for a little job security. Great, fantastic.
Yeah.
But start doing the math, and what'd you say, $9 million worth of infrastructure? who's paying for that? Then when you charge them, who's paying for that? It's like free gas.
Yeah.
Who heard of that?
Yeah, I just don't get it.
That makes zero sense.
Sustainable and the market will support it. Great, go.
Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Somebody sent a note here that said he talked to a local salesman about buying an electric Mustang, stickered at $48,000, but they were asking $58,000 because he said, this is a salesman now, we can get it.
There it is.
Well, that's nothing. Yeah. There's I don't know whether it's accurate or not, whether it's true or not, but a Ford Bronco apparently going for $80,000 over sticker. And they show the sticker in the dealership someplace in Houston. $80,000 over.
Ugh. Wow.
I realize supply and demand, but wow.
Texter says, we talk about a few million when we've sent billions and billions to launder in Ukraine. We need to stop the endless spending of our stolen tax dollar. We work hard to earn that money. I would argue, though, that there's at least an ROI with the dollars being sent to Ukraine if you believe that if we didn't do it, the potential for a decades-long Cold War would cost us infinitely more than it is costing us now. Obviously, not everybody's going to believe that to be the case, but that's the argument, at least, for those dollars, that it is an investment. Not to mention, it's our word. Since we said, hey, Ukraine, no more nukes, but we'll protect you. That's the word of the United States of America. Another listener just tuned in, not sure if you've discussed this, but credit card companies will be able to now track purchases of guns and ammo purchases. This will be disastrous for online companies such as Shields, Cabela's, Midway. Welcome to the communist state. Where'd you see that, Todd?
I have to double check on which source I saw it in.
I read so many this morning. What confuses me there is what's new about that. Credit card company tracks every purchase. Sends you a bill for the purchase.
What it is they have a separate coding now in the transaction for guns.
To flag those then for
yep.
Law enforcement? Interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just doing that unilaterally?
Yep.
I see. Bob and Wheatland, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Bob.
Yes, Scott. Talking about these cars, I heard on the show earlier this morning that Cargill was going to put sales on some of their ships.
You broke up a little bit on us there, Bob.
Yeah, Cargill's going to put sales on some of their ocean-going vessels.
Sales.
So that sparked my memory. I'm about 10 years older than you, I think, Scott, but you might remember. Do you remember what we used to use for light before candles?
Light before candles.
Yeah, when we read the book.
Well, I'm not that old.
Okay. Well, it was electricity.
You lost me here. What are you talking about?
Okay. It went over your head a little bit.
Yeah.
We used to use light for candles, you know, now. Okay, when you sat down and read a book, you used to use a candle for light, right?
Yep,
right.
Then it was electricity.
Now it's supposed to be electricity. So, you know, let's say 20 years from now or 5 years from now, we might be saying, what did we used to use for light before candles?
Oh, I see what he's saying. Yeah, we're going back to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
that was a little deep, I guess.
That was a little deep. Now we got it.
Monday morning, so, yeah. You know.
All right. Sorry, I should have told you for Wednesday.
But I guess if we're putting sails on cargo ships, we are back to the future.
Yeah, you should see but you should see the rendering of the size of these sails that would be on a container ship. I mean, they are massive, massive, hard, you know, lightweight, hard. And you know what? I could see that. I could see that as part of a supplemental plan, but you can't do it all with sails.
Well,
you know, you're
going to
use it. You're going to use less fuel. Great. That's probably save money. So that well, that
they,
seems
don't
like
they run like a train now anyway, like an engine on a train, electricity.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything's electric now, buddy. Didn't you know that?
Yep. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you. A few steps ahead of us today. Another listener says, how many of the current gas stations were built and paid for by the U.S. government to fuel 100% of the vehicles being driven for the last 20 years? Why should the 99% pay to build charging stations for the 1% currently driving electric cars?
Exactly.
Leave that up to the same people who built the gas stations.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's the free market. That's how it works.
The guys who built the cars. I mean,
another listener.
Tesla, their credit threw a whole ton of them out there.
Maybe we should just provide incentives for gas stations to put in EV chargers, then we could swipe our cards just like we do already at the pump to pay for it. Well, there should be that. That's the other issue here that nobody's addressing. What about the actual cost of electricity at these every 50-mile taxpayer-funded facilities? Dwayne in Grand Forks says EV owners already have no skin in the game. They pay no fuel taxes to maintain roads and bridges. There needs to be some means to get them to pony up. As long as charging stations are put in by the market and not the taxpayer, they can put them every 10 feet for all I care.
Right. They can sustain it. Yep. You can make it work for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Deanne and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Deanne.
Well, I want to first start by the electric charging stations in Bismarck, which are Tesla. So I don't understand these things, but can you charge a non-Tesla car at a Tesla station would be my first question. I don't drive by there a lot, but I've seen a car there once. There's also another station by the Chamber of Commerce. I think it's just one, which, from what I'm told, has a sticker that says it's powered by coal. I have never seen a car there. So I'm not sure where the demand is coming from. Even if we were to accommodate travelers, we don't need them every 50 miles because people need to plan better. There's no difference than you can go more than 50 miles without a gas station. So I don't know why these fall into a different category. My third comment, going back to what the other guy said, how did these people are driving on our roads and we have to pay taxes to drive on our roads to our gas tax? So these people get to drive for free, and then they want free charging stations? It's like, where does it end? That's all I had to say.
No, some good points, Deanne. Thank you very much. Kev, what did you find out on Tesla chargers?
Tesla, you can, the destination chargers allow charging with most other EV brands, but you'll need an adapter. However, their superchargers are a different story. It's impossible to plug in. Any other electric cars into that.
Proprietary.
So, yeah, they're proprietary on the superchargers. So, but you do need the adapter, and I'm sure they don't sell those at Home Depot.
So if you, you know, but if you did the adapter, you're just charging like you would in your garage.
Right.
It's going to take a long time.
Yep, I'm guessing.
Not the supercharger. Darren and Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind, Darren?
Good morning, fellas. Say, I drove my nephew's Tesla from Fargo to Phoenix last winter, and Josh told me that the superchargers are put up by Tesla and the places they're put on, like the grocery stores, Walmart, you know, they pay a fee to Tesla to have them there. And when I plugged it in, it automatically took Josh's card number and charged him for the amount of electricity that it charged.
Tesla's got that figured out, do they?
Yep. Well, they're the only ones that do.
Yeah.
So I would think any independent outside of Tesla, you know, you'd have to probably have a credit card to operate it, is what I'm thinking. You know, these that are put up by the state.
Right. Interesting. Well, I'd like to know that. We're going to have to dig into that a little bit. Darren, appreciate the call. Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless these days? All the prospects of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, open borders, spending gone crazy. You know what we need? We need to buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. One company willing to stand with you since 2012 is Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They use the same towers as all the other major carriers. 100% U.S.-based customer support team. Get a free activation now with the offer Flag Family. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deal. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday brings Big Iron, and we'll be live and on location. Time for another great Big Iron event. What's on your mind will be there all 3 days. Of course, Big Iron is always fun to walk around, see all the big ag equipment. The Butler Arena allows for you to see all the great technology and equipment from Fendt, Lexion, Rogator, Challenge, and Kloss, combines to planters to tractors. Butler has what growers need to see and learn about, so when you come out to Big Iron this year, make sure you stop by the Butler Arena. So we broadcast What's On Your Mind live there all 3 days. By the way, if you tell us to stand for the flag, we have a flag cap to give you. That's right. We'll have lots of great guests there today, touch on multiple ag-related topics. Should be a lot of fun. See you at Big Iron at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo when we broadcast What's On Your Mind live at the Butler Arena. Brought to you in part by Intelligent Egg, Butler Machinery, and Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're going to be out there, and if you stop by, actually, by the Morton Building, just outside the Morton Building, under a tent, if you stop by there, you're going to save big money. Just mention Scott sent you. Hot tubs, hot spring spas, and pool tables, too, as well as saunas, the Finley O'Saunas at Big Iron. You got to tell what, him Scott sent you.
See what Hot Tub Vinny did over the weekend? That animal?
U.S. Bank Stadium.
He rode his pedal bike. I'm riding the Harley. He rode his pedal bike from Fargo to U.S. Bank Stadium for the Viking opener. He is convinced they're going to the bowl, and I love where his head's at.
Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what. Remember when he came on the program and told us how the Vikes were going to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Yep.
He looks pretty good after game one.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Just dug into this. Guns bought through credit cards in the U.S. now trackable story. My favorite part of this is, here's the story. Credit card purchases of firearms in the U.S. can now be tracked, and purchases deemed suspicious can even be shared with law enforcement, according to a new measure approved by an organization that sets parameters for business transactions. The International Organization for Standardization, ISO, voted in favor of creating a merchant code for firearm stores, according to Reuters. We got to dig more into this. How can an international organization make that unilateral decision? Isn't that special? Josh and Mandan, you're next in What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, you guys are talking about putting all these charging stations in. The reason they want to do that is because they can make all this money off this stuff, and they're trying to go green. Well, if you really want to go green, you need to stop spending money and start saving money, like hydrogen cars or something down that line.
Well, who makes? Who's going to make the money?
All the people building the charging stations, and then
that's you.
Electricity, you got. That's, coal and everything.
You're paying for them, Josh. It's taxpayer dollars.
Exactly.
Putting these things in.
Yeah, it goes to everybody else. If you want to save money to save the planet, go, like, find something better than electricity or gasoline, like propane. Well, propane's gasoline, but a hydrogen car can also run off, like, propane.
Hydrogen, nuclear, geothermal, there's all of the above, like we say. Yeah.
The good news is, Josh, 99% of car owners... Sorry, go ahead.
The reason they don't want to do, like, hydrogen is because nobody makes money off of it once it's all up and running.
Interesting point, Josh. By the way, 1% of all registered vehicles here are EV. Now, they estimate 9% of registered vehicles in the state being electric by 2035. I don't know where they get that. I guess if you got freebies.
Yeah, I saw between 4 and 5%. Based on the first quarter of 22.
As high as 25% by 2045. This is according to state estimates.
And you know what? I think, that's fine. I mean, let's transition and do that, and let's keep working towards that. But you can't do it overnight. You can't shut off the valves and stop everything else and say, we're doing this tomorrow, because now we're screwed.
Josh, thank you for the call. Kevin Cavalier, you're next.
Yeah, I seen an article in our local paper about the charging stations. First thing I thought of, and to be environmentally friendly, they should have three pipelines to every gas station buried under the ground so you don't have to use transport trucks to take the fuel and the diesel fuel and the two types of gasoline to each gas station, because that's unfair to them. And first of all, and then second thing is, who's going to be in charge of enforcing the laws at the station? If you have three cars waiting there and you're coming in and you're going to be, your battery's going to go dead and it's zero out, I think there's going to be a few fights. Who's going to get charged up? I mean, it's not like a gas station. You in there, and, people may honk your horn if it gets that deal, but if the gas station has gas, it takes roughly 8 minutes at the most to fill a tank and the guy's gone. So. But,
I don't know.
Not a good idea.
I'm thinking the fights won't exactly be the kind of fight we're thinking about when we're talking about EV owners. They're a little on the wimpy side, aren't they?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that too broad a brush?
But it's just, yeah.
That's my thoughts.
All right, Kevin, good thoughts. Thanks for the call. Interesting take on all fronts today on the program from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. And, of course, we called it What's on Your Mind for a reason. So continue to let us know at 701-258-0550. Tell you about a new movie set in North Dakota that premieres next week, and also the Better Business Roundtable covering today. Worker retention, one dang important subject right there. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, Candace Owens is coming to Bismarck, the Bismarck Event Center, Thursday, as in the 15th, as in just a couple of days from right now. Tickets still available at freedommattersusa.com, freedommattersusa.com. Looks like the VIP tickets are almost all but sold. Few reserve left. Plenty of general admission still remaining. Candace Owens.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 276 acres of exceptional cropland in Montreal County, 913 acres of good cropland in Rolette County near Rolla, North Dakota, 154 acres of excellent cropland in Cass County near Page, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 424 acres of highly productive cropland in Clay County, 160 acres of cropland in Marshall County. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.